You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy.
Welcome, 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 welcome. I'm going to do it 500 times. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Welcome.
All the different ways I did it.
I would take 500 welcomes rather than 500 slurps.
I'm going to do that too. I'm working up to it. I get a big old cup of coffee today. It's in a barrel. I'm drinking from a barrel. Welcome to Tim Talks. Who knew that people would listen to that 500 times?
Maybe they haven't.
No, they do.
I think maybe our audience is just quitting and repeating and new ones.
They never skip past the introduction. Like I do. I do skip by sometimes, I have to admit. It does sound good, but I get right to the good stuff, which is the 60-year-old lady's smoker cough.
That's it.
That's the best.
Congratulations, yeah. 500.
500, man. That is so incredible to me that we've done that and had people listen the whole way through.
Okay, so our first episode was?
Yeah, our first episode ever, number 500 ago. Which was numero uno. Our first episode was the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And that was June 5th, 2017.
Wow, 2017.
Yeah, man, that's four. Yeah. We said 3.5. It's 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew you were wrong.
I was wrong. I was wrong. And that makes the second time on this podcast ever. The beginning of a beautiful friendship. But I have to say that one of my all-time favorites... All-time favorites. Episode 5, An Invitation to Hospital Visitation.
Oh, yes.
A.K.A.
That was good.
A.K.A. The Nudie, the Beauty, and the Cootie.
You just ruined it for everybody.
Oh, no.
You gave the punchline.
Well, now they got to find out why. Why it's called that. That intrigues. My first time on hospital visitation in the ministry with Brother Wolven.
Yes.
And that set up the eternal friendship.
That's it.
That was part of it anyways. We were friends before that, but that was the bonding moment.
Yes.
The bonding moment.
That absolutely was.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite episode?
Oh, man, out of 500.
Yeah, there's a lot.
You know, I do like the ones on alcohol back in the early 20s. Yeah. Episodes, you know, I can't remember, 22, yeah. Yeah. Something like that, but... those were good.
Those were good.
That set a tone, you know, that even then, it's been 4 years since then, yeah. And we're still seeing it. Yeah. We're still seeing independent Baptist churches being bombarded by alcohol.
Yeah. It's sad.
It is.
And that people so readily accept it.
Yes.
And you see that in so many things today.
Oh, yeah.
Like even in this whole coronavirus thing, people are accepting things that 25 years ago, I don't think we would have accepted, but we've been conditioned.
Yes.
And there's been a conditioning amongst Christianity that, you know, a little bit of tolerance here, a little bit of acceptance here, a little of turning the head here, and boom, here yeah. we are today. And I would say that, as far as I know, most independent Baptist churches are still against and still promoting that alcohol is not part of a Christian's life or should
be. Amen.
But are they starting to wane? I hope not. And I know in our town, there may be one other town or one other church in our town that preaches against alcohol, but the rest are accepting.
Wow, that's something.
It is.
That's sad. That's sad.
It's sad. I like this one. Did John the Baptist ever have this problem? Episode 8, talking about some of the fails of baptism.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You forgot to turn the baptistry on.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And it was during the winter of 77, 78.
Yeah.
Which was cold. Bitter cold.
Bitter cold. And so, too, was the water.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And so a learning experience for a young man under the tutelage of Dr. Bob Folger.
I thought I would be dead.
If he could have caught you, I think he would have been. Oh, man. Any other ones you can think of? Just kind of going through the list here and seeing.
I do like the interviews about Israel.
Those are good.
You know, I mean, because you're sitting there ready to go home in the airport at Ben Gurion Airport, yeah. And it's fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, those were great interviews.
Those were good.
With the people that you did.
Yeah. I remember specifically Josh and Aaron Towns, who are dear friends mm-hmm. of mine. Aaron's one of the sweetest girls you've ever met in your life. I love her. Her and their children are just such a blessing to me. And their impression, you know, having gone through it, we're sitting in the airport and we start tearing up again thinking about what we've seen.
Yeah.
And what a joy it was to take a young preacher and his wife and let them have what we had in our lives, that early introduction to Israel and the history and the culture. What a help that is in your ministry.
Phenomenal.
And if you're there today listening and you've never been, please let me help you go. Contact me and say, Pastor Stone, I want to go to Israel. How do I get there? I can help you with that. And especially for those preachers that are listening, I can help you with that. Give me a call and we can work that out so you can get there. I want you to go.
Yeah, that's, you know, now I think of it the most during Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
That's whenever I think of it the most.
Yeah.
But there have been times that I'll be studying and I'll read a passage and then all of a sudden it's like what you said. From black and white, it turns to color.
Right.
And I mean, I'll just sort of stop and I'll just start thinking of those areas where we've been. Just a couple of sermons ago, mm-hmm. I mentioned about Herod Antipas and, you know, standing on the stage there, you know,
yes.
there in Caesarea Philippi.
Yes.
And just explaining to the people how, you know, the look of it was, and of course, the sun rising in the east, and yep. he's facing the east, they're facing the west, looking out over the Mediterranean
right,
Sea, and,
right.
you know, then the texture of the clothes that he was wearing mm-hmm. was made of silver.
Right.
And, you know, it just, those rays came up, peeked up over the amphitheater,
yeah.
and, you know, then they start talking about, you know, it's the voice of a God.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
God kills him.
Yeah.
Smote him with worms. But,
yeah.
but you know, it just you remember those things.
Yeah. The empty tomb.
Oh.
The empty tomb.
Mm.
The last thing we see and the best thing we see. And I've had several people on those trips. I often say, this is awesome, but
the best is yet to come. That's right.
And we save that for last. And I say,
mm-hmm.
folks, it's finally come. Oh,
mm-hmm.
it's so awesome. Awesome. We talked about episode, you know, 11, 10, 11, 12. We talked about inviting a guest preacher. That was cool. I like those ones. That was neat. We've done some great interviews.
Yeah, we've had quite a few interviews. And we want to do a lot more.
Yeah.
While you're traveling, I know that you're planning on doing a few as well.
Yeah.
And you don't bother calling me and let me
no.
be included
no.
on it. So
no.
you just go ahead and do it yourself.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do that. Now that we have Zoom, we can do it. It was a spur of the moment thing. Who are some of the speakers that we've had that you've enjoyed?
Well, we had Steve Clayton, and he had some great points on how to do a sportsman banquet.
Yeah, they do a great job there.
Yeah, they really do. And then, but I really like the one about his family, where he was talking about the family. That was very good. That was special.
Yeah.
You know, we had Brother Kurt Skelly on in the first, within the first 50, Brother Pete Folger.
Yeah.
He was very, very new right into the pastorate. So, no, he hadn't even become pastor yet.
No.
Yeah, he's still co-pastor.
Right.
So
we talked about that transition and
yep,
all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Brother Dale Atkins around the 150s. That was a good interview.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, that was a
good
He's such
Dale.
A compassionate, good man.
That was at my house, and we had a picture on our Facebook page. We were sharing a mic, and we were about like 6 inches away from each other.
Well, then,
that's crazy.
He's going to get a crown of heaven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When was your son Steve on?
in the 200s, early 200s. Yeah.
He did one on music that was phenomenal.
It really was. We still get
requests
about that.
I was going to say, I've probably had more comments on that interview than any other one we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We've had good comments, but yes. It's just he's probably had the most. We need to have him back on.
Yeah, we do.
We keep saying that. We never do. We need to do that.
I can't let him show me up.
Is it because we can't afford them? We'll have to buy him a gift certificate or something.
Yeah, but you know, that was only one interview. Now, yeah. I think it went about half an hour.
Yeah.
But it was only one interview. I mean, for just having one episode,
right.
That probably, we probably got more comments on that one episode than any of the 500. Steve, which is very discouraging.
Steve Wolven, this is for you. Cheers, mate. Yeah, we need to have him back and do the whole week. That'd be great.
We had Jason Gaddis around 350, mm-hmm. somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I really appreciate him. He really is with it. I mean, he just is. I mean, just really unique.
Unlike some of our other guests like Kurt Skelly. That guy's a mess. He's not with it. he's awesome. And Randy Dignan. Randy was awesome.
Yes.
I enjoyed that. The sound quality wasn't great with Randy. We were in a room. It was way too echoey, but we did the best we could. So mm-hmm. that was a good one. I enjoyed that. He's grew up in a home where his parents were deaf and has a love for deaf people. I really enjoyed that.
Amen.
He's become a good friend. So. Episode 59, A Fresh Set of Eyes on Your Church Service. I like that series when we kind of just stepped back
good.
And looked at church, you know, from a different perspective. I think we need to do that from time to time. That was good.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
I did that. The Trials of a Bivocational Pastor, episode 52. I think there's going to be a lot more of that in the days ahead.
Yeah, I would think you're probably right.
Yeah, and people preparing for that. Sermon Preparation, Adding Life to a Message, number 69. Good one. Got any there that you like?
Well, whenever we did the KJV, that wasn't too long ago, a few weeks ago, mid-400s, I think that was a good issue to take care of.
Yeah. I didn't realize this. We just did a series on traveling, and we did a series back—
Oh, yeah.
76, 77.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, we shouldn't do it because we just did it recently. And I did actually look, and I went, oh, well, that's 400 podcasts ago.
Yeah, that was December
1st. I think we can probably repeat that topic.
That was December 1st, 2017. And travel has changed since then. So, yeah, that was pretty good. We talked about, in our most recent ones, we talked about the missions closet. I had a pastor contact me this week. And he said, we just took a church and we went through the missions closet and there was alcoholic wine in there. Great piece of stuff. I was like, whoa. I said, I'll be there. Oh, man, that's great. We talked about Christmas ideas back at number 89, Christmas edition, those kind of things. I always like the holiday ones. Those are fun. Those are fun.
They are. We did three sessions on what's so bad about marijuana.
Yeah,
I couldn't find anything. Yeah, you were what's so bad about it, and I'm what's so good about it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely.
And then, that's been a while ago that we did our one on Calvinism.
Yeah,
three sessions.
That was good.
Around 120s.
Yeah,
on Calvinism.
Yeah,
I ought to probably hit that again because boy, that's coming out strong.
It sure is. 97, 98, 99 was no advice, bad advice, great advice. I kind of like that one. That was good. Just different things that we could add, experience that we've had. Those are good ones. What else you got there?
I'm trying to remember some of the problems we've had in producing.
Oh
my goodness.
Oh, buddy.
That was a nightmare.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, wow.
Because when we first started, we used, did we do just over the phone when we first started?
No, we used FaceTime.
FaceTime.
And it worked good for the first
30,
40, 50 episodes.
Yeah. And then something happened, and it started to bog down.
Oh,
and
we would have so bad
a 3-4-5 second delay between us, and then it would cut out and all kinds of other problems. And then you had issues with internet. I had issues with internet.
Yep.
Ooh, we've had some tough goes, and listening to some of our older ones, I got to say, they do sound pretty good for the problems we had.
Yes, for the amount of work that we had to do.
Oh.
I mean, man alive, that didn't do bad. But that's what prompted me to put this beautiful blankets on the wall here in our wonderful studio. But it works.
Yeah. And then I would like to go back to episodes 107 through 109, hiring your first staff member, when you mocked and ridiculed me about saying that I would hire a audiovisual guy.
Yeah.
And now?
I'd still mock and ridicule you.
But you have an audiovisual guy. Now everybody's live streaming because of COVID-19. Yeah. So that was kind of neat to see that come about. That was awesome. So I like this. You, in the beginning, you edited and you came up with all the titles and descriptions and stuff. And I like this one. You said, "My church be like fast food." My church be like fast food. When you told me you put that up, I was like, "What?" But now I look at it, it's awesome. You know the lingo of the people. They're peeps. I like that. That kid, heaven sent blessings.
Oh yes, that, kid, that was a good one.
Heartaches. Yeah, that's
that was enjoyable.
Yeah, 104, 105. Yeah, those are some great stories of
man.
The past.
Is that long ago?
104, 105.
Goodness.
Yeah, man, that's a long time ago. Let's see. I'll go through some more here. The seasons of ministry. Oh, know that the wedding is over. Now that the wedding is over. The honeymoon is over, and now you're pastoring, and things are getting a little tougher, and that's kind of tough. That was in the 120s. Let's see. The teen years. Children and chores, allowances and character. That was a good one. That's 139. That was a good one. You know, and here's one that kind of ties in with what we did on Monday and what we're doing on Friday. Back on episodes 133, 134, and 135 is God's call to preach, God's call to prepare, and God's call to pastor or lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of going back and reviewing that. That was April 13th, 2018. So a few years ago, we dealt with that one. You got any there that you like?
No, I don't like any of them.
I like them all. There's not many I don't like.
All right, I'm wondering how many of you are going to want to respond that are not family members of ours.
Yes.
They've been around at least since episode 50.
Yeah.
I wonder how many have stayed the course.
I think there's a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a lot. I've had people tell me. And we do have a lot of newer people that are coming on and going back.
Yes.
And listening backwards. Mm-hmm. And I hear people all the time, I'm on number so-and-so, and I'm catching up.
Ooh, backward masking.
Backward masking.
I don't know what they're going to find.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they run our episodes backward, they'll find good things.
Yeah.
Because forward, they don't.
That's right. Episode 169, 170 was Canada Day and Independence Day. I kind of like those, too, when we kind of look at our countries in review.
Yeah, and that was – we did one like an episode 10 or 12 as well.
Yeah, yeah. We try to do that every year, stuff like that. Misconceptions about the pastor's wife, episode 181. Yeah, that's a good
one. So one of my favorite episodes was when you – it was your last Sunday,
yeah.
And we had come up, and we did a couple episodes in your house.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
That was fun.
That was a blast.
We are amiss for not saying that probably our favorite guests, our wives.
Yeah, Steve Clayton did pretty good.
He did do good. Whenever we have the ladies on, Steve, you did a great job. Yeah, our wives do such a good job.
They do, and they think they're terrible.
I know, and I have a lot of ladies say, you need to have more, you need to have more. We need to do that.
Yep.
If I could ever see my wife again, probably will. On this, our 500th
He's got,
episode.
He's 2.5 months ago.
Oh, my goodness. I got 60 days before I'm going to see my wife. 6 weeks.
Episode 528.
Oh my!
Will be when you finally get to see your wife again.
Wow, this is tough. This is a tough one. I'm very homesick today while we record this. So, Yeah, there's your marijuana.
He's showing me pictures of his grandkids and balling.
Oh.
They're going to go fine without you in the way.
I sent him a video today. I said, "Hi, Harrison. This is Poppy. You probably don't remember me by now."
Poppy who?
Here's we're talking about this. Episode 199-200, dealing with unlovely people, dealing with unlovely situations. Boy, sometimes in the ministry.
Yeah.
That can be tough.
That's what I have to do every podcast.
That's true. Oh, shut up. Here's something. Episodes 211 through 213 is looking ahead, if the Lord tarries, and in the last days. And that was back on November 30th, 2018.
2018.
Here we are in 2021, 2022.
And yeah, November was right around COVID coming in.
Right.
Of 2018.
Right. And so if you haven't seen what the last days are going to look like, boy, this COVID has given us, I think, a preview of those things. So dealing with that looking ahead stuff. So that's kind of neat. My child does not like me. Remember that one? 228. My child is not like me. And we were talking about different struggles that parents have when their children mature and choose to live differently than they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a personal one. My son goes to a different church than ours. That was a tough thing.
Mm-hmm.
When our kids make those kind of decisions.
Yeah.
And he's doing well, praise the Lord. And actually, through COVID, he's been out for some of our Bible studies. And
Amen.
That's been awesome to have him back and studying with his sisters. And so that's kind of neat. Nate's doing great. But that was a tough thing for me. That was very tough. And I think tough for most preachers. But I just talked to somebody the other day. And I said, you know, if the worst thing that my kids do is go to another church and love the Lord and study the Bible and talk to people about the Lord, I can handle that.
Yep.
I can handle that. But still, it's not an easy thing when they tell you, I'm not coming back, I'm going to go somewhere else. That's a tough thing. Tough thing. Let's see, what else? Why so sensual? 238, we talked about sexuality today and some warnings about people being involved in that and where mm-hmm. that leads and those kind of things. We have a very sensual generation,
mm-hmm.
very sensual. And talking about that, those are tough topics sometimes, but I think very important, very needful, and very helpful for a lot of folks. Let me move up the ladder here. Go through your list there and see if there's something else that you.
Yeah. So, what was your response whenever I called and gave you this idea? Because it didn't come. It wasn't my idea.
Right.
Because about 3 months earlier,
mm-hmm.
my son, who would have been probably 33 then, just young 30s,
uh-huh.
Maybe even younger than that. But he said, "Hey, Dad, you know, people under 30 are spending at least 8 hours a week
wow.
listening to podcasts."
Yeah.
And like any good old man, I said, "What's a podcast?" No, I knew what they were.
Yeah.
But to me, it was like, oh, that's a little bit weird. You know, but because I'm thinking radio, live, only
right.
live works,
right,
you know,
right.
thinking. And of course, we think only live works and we have all of these sermons on our websites from 8 and 9 and 12, 15 years ago.
Yeah, right.
You know, but
yeah.
only live works.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about that. And so I started looking through them. And of course, and I'm not saying these individuals are horrendous, but, you know, they're just not our stripe.
Right.
You know, you got, Piper
yeah.
and MacArthur and Osteen and, you know, just on and on and on and on. And I was looking and looking and looking. Now, there would be sermons, you
right.
know, sermons from, you know, Lancaster Baptist or sermons mm-hmm. from, down in Powell, Tennessee or sermons from, but I did not find one. I'm not saying they didn't exist, but I never found one independent Baptist podcast.
Yeah.
And it really bothered me, you know, and Steve started, you know, telling me, man, everybody my age, they're listening to a lot of podcasts, you know, average 8 hours a week.
Yeah.
And so, man, I came up and thought, man, you would be great to do this with.
Boy, were you wrong.
Yeah.
I remember my first response was, how much money are we going to make this? And well, let me tell you, we have raked it in here. Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, the sponsorship.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Tim Hortons still does not give us a nickel. Can't believe it. Man, all we've said about them and done with them. Imagine if we hadn't had Tim Hortons on this. We'd only have like 300 podcasts.
Yeah, coming up with the name was different.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we tried a few different pilots that we never aired.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, trying to teach or, you know, go by a script and those kind of things. And finally my son said, Dad.
Yes.
For all of my life, I look forward to going out to eat after church just to hear preachers talk.
Right.
He said, the things that I've learned and the funny stories I've heard just sitting around, the table, he said, that's what you ought to do. Yeah. And so this has just been a conversational podcast. And we've made some mess ups.
Yeah. And I said,
remember you giving your lecture to the people in Japan? Our first month, we had more listeners in Japan than we had listening in the United States and Canada. And you're trying to speak Japanese.
I offended them.
We edited that out.
Well, there's some in there. I remember when you said about doing this and you talked about two guys sitting across the table. And I said, man, if we're going to do it in Canada, we need that Tim Hortons idea where we sit at the table in Tim Hortons and talk. That's where we do our business. And Tim Hortons in the U.S. has never had the success that it's had in Canada because you don't have that aspect of it.
Yes.
It's really here. It's just about coffee and, you know, getting it on the way to work. Ours is you go in and sit down and spend 30, 40 minutes talking to people. When we do business meetings, that's where we do them. If we're going to meet someone, and we use it for directions, go to the Tim Hortons, turn right. Everybody knows where they're at. 9 of them in St. Thomas. And I don't know, man, there's a bunch here in Columbus. I don't know how many you have here, but the head office was here for a long time. And so, that's where it came from. And Tim Talks came from TED Talks.
Right.
Because that was the big one. And my kids were telling me, I was asking them, how do I want to do this? And they were saying the same things that, you know, Steve was saying, that you're doing too much interviewing and not enough back and forth. And so we took Tim Talks and TED Talks and changed it to Tim Talks. We didn't want it to be Tim Hortons. And then you had the idea of taking interest in ministry. And that's where that came about. So that was kind of cool. And it's been good.
And by the way, have you seen the number one podcast in the world?
Joe Rogan?
No.
What is it?
The number one podcast in the world is this Catholic priest reading the Bible every day.
No way.
Yes. Yeah, I was just trying to trying to look it up. No, really.
He beats Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Rogan's huge. And I only know that because people tell me he's the number one. I don't listen to Joe Rogan, but people told me. Now I do listen to the Catholic priest. He's really good. He's got a great cadence. He's the new Alexander Scorby.
Oh, he's number three.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
The Bible in a year.
Alexander Scorby of the Catholic Church. I know, but.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he just reads the Bible. Father Mike Schmitz.
So we're number four now?
Walks through the entire Bible in 365 episodes.
Wow. So we're
providing commentary, reflection.
Yeah. Are we number four now? Does that move us to four?
Oh, yeah, we must have gotten dropped to four.
Well, we were in the top 100 in Canada.
Yes, we were.
I'm assuming we still are.
I would assume.
Yeah.
I think the last time I looked, we were like 400 in religion and spirituality.
Yeah. I remember the interview with Mike Aylstock, episode 262. That was kind of neat. He was my predecessor.
Yes.
He was one of my professors in college. He was the professor... probably one of my favorite professors. He was awesome. And then took the church there in St. Thomas, and he went back to the States and is in Chantilly, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So doing a great job. Yeah, that was a good one. I enjoyed that. Going back and reliving some of the past, that was kind of a cool thing.
Yes.
What's been your favorite thing about doing this?
You know, it's been to re-examine what I'm doing. I mean, that's been a blessing for me. You ask some great questions. Our listeners ask some great questions. Mm. And it makes me stop and reconsider instead of just staying in a rut. It's so easy. You know, I'm starting my 40th year in the ministry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy just to get used to same old, same old.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not fair for our congregations. That's been probably the best thing for me is hearing not just what other guys do, but having to try to give a reason why I'm doing something that we've done just because we're supposed to do it.
Here's another one. I'm just flipping through these. Episode 285, interview with Dr. Johnny Pope. A lot of people commented on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good
one. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult to hear, and you had the fire engines and stuff, you know, but it was – He's phenomenal.
Oh, he had some great statements. And, of course, the fire truck goes by, and you hear the, the sirens are going. He goes, I'm on fire. That guy's brilliant. That guy's mind is amazing.
He never stops, that's for sure.
No, he's tiring just sitting around talking to him. He's, man, great guy. He's just reached a plateau in pastoring as well. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but I just saw, and this is completely off topic, but that's what we do. Dr. Mickey Carter just celebrated 50 years as pastor.
50 years.
And has retired.
No kidding.
Yeah, he retired, on his 50th anniversary.
So. He's a tremendous preacher.
Oh, man.
He's a tremendous preacher.
Oh, if you've never heard him, you need to find Dr. Mickey Carter from Haines City, Florida, Landmark Baptist Church, and listen to him. They have a radio station there. And I've had many great years down there preaching for them and being a part of that ministry as well. So some really neat things. So congratulations to him. And I know we have some folks that listen that know Dr. Carter and love him. So kind of neat. So a lot of our podcasts have been about soul winning.
Yeah.
And reaching the lost. We both have a burden for soul winning and reaching the lost. I would say that would be a theme, be something. What was maybe one of the hardest podcasts that we did? Think of that.
One of the most difficult for me was Calvinism, because there's so much information, and you know, you can wind up it's a topic that can get very boring for many people.
Yeah.
You know, so it's sort of hard to keep those kind of things lively.
Right. I think some of the hardest for me were like episode 327, how can we heal? Dealing with those topics of great difficulty for preachers, heartache, sorrow, disappointments, some of those things that preachers have to deal with. I don't like dealing with those things. Those are hard to deal with. So that would be probably some of my least favorite. Some of my most...
You mean you don't laugh at funerals and... Your monologue?
Yeah, no. No. The monologue's been cut short. In fact, I was preaching in Mansfield, at Mansfield Baptist Temple, and I have some dear friends there. And one of them is a gentleman by the name of Brian Rissler. And you know Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Brian is a huge kidder. So I told him, I said, hey, just to let you know, I've really cut my preaching back. And he's like, yeah, right. Because I'd preach 50 minutes easy. And he goes, yeah, right. And I said, no, 36 minutes, 36. He goes, 36? Not 35, I said 36 minutes. So he goes, no way. I said, no, I did have to cut out about 50 minutes of monologue to do that.
Exactly.
So he's like, well, can't you just do the monologue and forget the preaching? And then I think some of the hard ones, pastors that have messed up. Number 330, some pastors have made tragic mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, those are tough to deal with.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, those are tough. So I don't like that. But it's good that we talk about it. Hopefully we're saving some guys from that and that time. Awesome. Well, it's been a great 500.
Yes.
And we could talk about every one of them and some aspect of you know, what we've seen and done. But it's been awesome. We've taken a little extra time today. But I want to say thank you for inviting me to do this. It's been a joy. It's been exciting. I've met some great people because of it.
Yes.
And we've got to spend some time together.
Amen.
So thank you for 500 episodes. I look forward to the next 500. 4.5 years. Let's see. I'll be 62 years of age. Maybe I've acquired some, like, real good things that I could add. I haven't had any yet, but maybe I could. So thank you for that.
No, you really make this podcast. You really do. You know, I mean, you're the lead driver on air.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like the way that you are always reexamining things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that I don't do enough.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it.
Well, it's team effort. And I think we both have a sense of humor and we use that. And I think that's a big part of why people do listen.
Yeah, but we use it as a weapon.
Yeah, I know, but that's the fun part. Don't make a mistake. Don't falter or fail. We see it. And I would say what you bring to this podcast is you're an intense thinker. And you are always studying and wanting to better your understanding of the word, and I think you bring some deeper thoughts sometimes, and I think that's a good balance. I think that's a great balance.
I would have to say my last words here in number 500 is clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
And then sometimes you had things that aren't so intelligent and get me in huge trouble. Oh, goodness. That'll go down as one of my favorites.
Oh, that was so good.
Because
you're hard to get. You get so many people, and when you get people, you nail them to the floor. I mean, you grind them under your heel. They're nothing but powder left. So when you're finally able to be gotten,
you got me.
That was awesome.
You got me good. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I thought, oh, boy. I can hear it coming.
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
Oh, man. On this side of the microphone, this is Al Stone from Bearing Precious Seed Canada, St. Thomas, Ontario, a proud Canadian wanting Canada to have the gospel and wanting to be able to do something in this aspect of my ministry whereby I can help others. And this is just a small part of what we can do. So thank you for that opportunity.
This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio, and I am thankful for our nation. I'm praying for our nation. We've just gone down to the State House a few times and getting ready to work with the members of the legislature here in the 134th General Assembly. And, you know, there's some good people down in Columbus, but, boy, there's a lot of rottenness, and, you know, we just... Our country certainly needs to come back to God. That's for sure. So, and I'm burdened that we're here in our church. We're not back at full strength soul winning yet, and evangelizing the way that we really want to. That's a heaviness.
Yeah,
and I'm really concerned about that. But it has been a blessing working with this, and like you, man, I met a bunch of people and. Some I've not met, but I've conversed with, whether on the phone or through emails, and man, it's been a blessing.
On that note, I would like to say that after 500 episodes, you're fired. we finally found a replacement.
Severance package, though, can be beat.
You get a Tim Hortons and a kick in the seat of the pants. Thanks for coming out.
And empty cups since I don't like coffee.
That's right. I've recorded your laugh enough now that we don't need you anymore. We just need the laugh.
You just interject it every night.
That's right. Just to remind people.
I'm Ed McMahon.
There you go. This is Jenny Cassin. Hey, listen, this is Tim Talks. We're going to be back Friday. We're going to pick up where we started on Monday, talking about the need of young people in the ministry today.
Amen.
And looking at the responsibility of the pastor. We hope that you'll be with us on Friday. This is Tim Talks. Thank you for listening. To those who have been with us for the 500, you get something special. You get number 501 next on Friday. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, taking interest in ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.